Big question mark about the future of what everyone said was the greatest golfer ever. He finished 18 shots back this weekend. 18 shots back. The guy who won it, Adam Scott. Who did he have on his back? Stevie Williams.
I mean, this is the most satisfying win I've ever had. There's no two ways about it. I mean, I'm not denying that.
Yeah.
Most satisfying win ever, Bridgestone. Not a major, a little bit more from Stevie Williams afterwards.
I was told on the phone that we needed to take a break. And in caddy lingo, that means you're fired. Simple as that. I was absolutely shocked that I got the boot, to be honest with you. I've caddied for the guy for 13 years. I was incredibly loyal to the guy. And, you know, I got short shifted. Very disappointing.
What do we make of all this?
Short shifted.
Let's bring in our friend Matt Rudy, senior writer for Golf Digest. Matt, how about that?
I think they won 11 majors, Tiger and Steve Williams together.
13.
Or, you know, Eve on the bag.
They won 13 together. Fluff was on the back for the first one, and Stevie Williams for the other 13.
I don't know. I mean, if we take him at his word, which I guess we have to, that is an indication of how bitter the exchange was and how this all went down. And not so much the exchange, I guess, but the timing of when it happened. And I can see that. All this stuff happens with Tiger's personal life, and then you have the injury, and Steve basically didn't work for 2 years, and the misconception out there is that Tiger kept paying him during this time, but that didn't happen. You know, Steve was sitting around and looking to make some money, and I don't think anybody blames a guy for trying to pick up a part-time job if he can't work full-time, and it just sort of unraveled. I think it was something that was going to happen based on all the stuff that's gone on in Tiger's life, but it probably wasn't handled the right way.
We should point out, though, when we say he's not working, is that for him, he's a guy who makes seven figures in a good year.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll make $1 million on Tiger's back. That's 2 years of earnings that he didn't generate.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and also you're talking about, you know, a caddy life. I mean, you don't know, you know, what's going to happen the next year or 5 years down the road. It's sort of like being in the NFL. I mean, even when a guy makes seven figures, if he's got, you know, 5 or 10 years of that, I mean, obviously to you and I, that sounds like a great living. But if you don't know where your health insurance is going to come from, if you don't know what's going to happen to you down the road, if you've got to try to maximize those years, and it's difficult when you don't have some kind of idea, you know, what's going to happen, or when something happens like with Tiger, where it just completely unravels from, you know, Thanksgiving Day to the next day. That's an interesting and stressful position to be in, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Matt Rudy of Golf Digest, our guest, he's talking about unraveling. How do you assess Tiger right now? Besides the fact that Adam Scott wins, I was paying attention to Ricky Fowler more than anybody yesterday, I think, just because of his complete monochromatic orange outfits and his yellows and the kids exciting. And now I think Tiger coming in 37th, he was supposed to do well here. This is one of his best courses. What's going on with him?
Well, with Ricky, I guess it's proof that the whole Puma endorsement deal worked.
Absolutely.
That's what you notice with him. But I think the deal with Tiger is, I mean, I guess it's who you believe. Do you believe what Tiger says after that week where he says, I'm really encouraged by a lot of the shots I hit, or do you believe, you know, what you see? And the difficult thing for Tiger is, I mean, there are two factors. The first is the reality of whether or not he becomes even an approximation of the player he was before. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks he's going to go out and win 4 majors ever again in a row. I mean, that's just not on the table. But to be a guy who's in the top 1, 2, 3 players in the world, he has to make putts. I mean, he's always been a guy who's sprayed it a little bit off the tee and hit some loose shots. But, the mental toughness and making of clutch putts, that's been, you know, if you're going to take pictures or do one of those, you know, Jim Nance CBS Sports montages of Tiger's career 20 years from now, that's what they're going to say. You know, he hit these incredibly heroic shots, and he made clutch putts at times when, you know, the pressure would have gotten to somebody else. And those two pieces are gone right now. I don't think anybody is worried when Tiger Woods shows up on the tee anymore. He's proven that he's human, that he makes mistakes just like everybody else, that he's just another guy, that he's not made out of, you know, iron. And then you've got another guy out there who's just struggling with the putter. There's a lot of players that's happened to. It happened to Tom Watson. All of a sudden, he's winning majors, and then for 20 years, he he stopped because he couldn't make putts. And if that's Tiger, you know, the reality is going to be a guy who every once in a while could contend for a major, but not the guy we've seen over the last 10 years. And the big question is, how will he adjust to that reality? Is he going to be a guy who goes out and has a Steve Stricker career for the rest of his life and is happy to win once or twice a year? I mean, that's a big, big question.
We're talking with Matt Rudy, senior writer for Golf Digest. We'll get back on your Ravens phone calls in just a minute. So the whole caddy deal, you know, I've been joking a little bit this morning, half joking, half serious. This big deal about Stevie Williams and the fact that maybe Tiger said, you know what, I don't want my caddy to be such a big deal. People cheering for a caddy walking up the 18th. Matt, I said the only time I recall anything like that happening before was Bruce Edwards on Tom Watson's back at the U.S. Open. That's the only time I recall a caddy getting this much attention. How much of a big deal is a caddy to a player?
Well, I think it depends on the player. If a guy like Tiger is, you know, I spent a lot of time around him watching him practice, and I did all the ghostwriting for Hank Haney, Tiger's old coach. So I spent a lot of time walking with Hank, you know, behind the ropes and you know, during tournaments and stuff. And Tiger is just a complete detail freak. He's the one who decides, you know, exactly the specifications of every club. He wants to make all the decisions himself. And that's not to say that Steve didn't contribute or, you know, wasn't a factor in all those majors. But Tiger is the guy who makes all the decisions himself. And if you're a different kind of player, and there's a lot of them, that likes to have some give and take, and Mickelson is a great example. You know, he and Bones, they make a lot of decisions together. If you're that kind of player, you know, the personality of the caddy and the decision-making of the caddy is a much bigger factor. And I think that, you know, Tiger liked to have a guy who was, you know, Steve is an aggressive guy who supported whatever Tiger wanted unconditionally. And Steve was happy to be the heavy and go and, you know, push people out of the way and tell people to shut up and do all the things that, you know, and blaze the trail for Tiger. And that was the perfect hire for that kind of job. So in that sense, he was very valuable. But, you know, strategically and in terms of, you know, what the guy contributed pulling clubs, whoever Tiger gets next, that, you know, that's not a huge part of that job, or at least it hasn't been for the last 10 years.
Matt, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for a little insight on Tiger and Steve Williams in the caddy world.
Anytime. See you guys.
It's Matt Rudy from Golf Digest.